I'm Flo. I'm doing right now a project with a technique I found, which I call Growing Tower. And it's a way of a geodesic structure which has the ability to grow. You don't need any crane or leather anymore. 1 year back it looked different, but now I'm making so many projects. Really amazing. So actually all these things began 1.5 years back during a travel. I saw that there are so many similar structures in nature which are so amazing. You have these different spirals crossing each other and all. And I asked myself, does nature use this all the time? For example, the pineapple, the palm tree, banana tree, all of them. But why do I don't see this in nature? And then I started to discover that, this structure. And the output is something what you, for example, can see now in Bamboo Land. The thing is, right now we are building this 50 feet tall tower in Bamboo Land without the people who are gathering around there. It wouldn't be possible. And I didn't expect that now with this tower, with this project, we have like a real family, and that's why stick together.
Today is my birthday, 27 years, and now I'm not part of 27 club. And actually now it's because I stay with this family, and it really feels like some reason for me. I'm just a kid. And what I want to say is really interesting. For example, for me, I used to be artist, and sometimes I filmed and that. But it's really interesting to work with bamboo and work with tools, and really by understand this how it connect. You can use it in many different ways. I think like our workshop can be really interesting for many people, and we're still really open for volunteers, for students, for people who just wanna join us, maybe stay one day or just come around. And we really enjoy the process of how we work and that we all stay together. The jammies.
Yeah. I'm Amis, and I'm also working with Flo, and like we are working the way they said it, like it's like a family. We are working like a family, and we made something with like literally love and compassion. It's like literally all, every time we literally give our love with the whole bamboos, and that's how it grows. So it's for us like it's like baby, and it's literally growing. Yeah.
And we grow it all together.
Yeah,
because construction is experimental, team is experimental, our way to do all this project is experimental way. And actually I think it's right way to think, because it will open your mind, share ideas, and this really works. And just really I will be glad to see more people around.
No, it really feels like the divine brought us together somehow.
Yeah.
The energy is crazy. Like when we start to rotate the tower, you have to imagine now it's a 5 meter tall structure made of bamboo, and there's people standing down there and rotating the whole tower, actually, that it grows, because we all, what we do is growing it like a plant, like from the bottom. So for that you need a lot of power, and that power is crazy. So what you feel then is, if all stick together, suddenly the whole structure becomes very light. None of us has to put a lot of pressure, and that is just every time after a rotation we are just like, wow, what did we do? And again we did it. Right now we are a bit in the limit, according to weight, but if we are more people...
We need maybe 20 people for rotation.
20 more people, and then it's fine. No, but things like that really show what love and community. Can bring. And that's actually something. You know, when I looked at the first time at the structure, I didn't thought that actually something like this would be the output. Like pure love, no? To have the ability to do things like that, I had to quit my studies, I had to stay to myself, I had to be strong, to do what I wanted to do. And I learned in that time that I sometimes also have to let go, and that is sometimes not easy. So when I talk now about my situation, I think sometimes about what was it 1 year back, and it's just the opposite. And that's
for me too. Sometimes you should go through some darkness for found light.
Yeah, but this whole thing brought a lot of light.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like we have space for this.
And now it's going just so good. I mean, now we're giving interviews.
Right here, right now.
Because of Hollywood now.
Yeah, used to be star.
Yeah,
you're all inspired by flow. And actually, like, I found like everyone from our team, our Fishmouth team, have own talent. I mean, we have like permanent group and some permanent people, some volunteers who help us. But I really enjoy staying with people who all the time we have some ideas and we share it, and it really feels like together we're able to do many things.
Yeah, and the value which everybody brings is amazing, you know.
Yeah,
it's like you don't think that this guy or this girl.
You don't wait it from
them. Yeah, but it's just this experience what we do right now, that it doesn't matter who comes. Somehow, it will push the project.
But it's like universe protect us. Universe protect us.
Yeah. I mean, it's even like this, I feel like if you have a vision, if you have an idea, it will just happen strong. You just have to follow that.
Yeah.
So for example, we were planning every evening, yoga classes, drum session and all this stuff. We were planning lunch. But then in the planning time, like, we didn't have any application for this workshop. So we faced on Monday, will we have any people? So we didn't plan like yoga teachers or drum, we didn't plan even lunch. But from the first day on, how many people were we? Suddenly on Sunday it all happened, like 1 day before. And then like we were 8 volunteers, then also the workers were there. And it was like nice energy. And so one of us was like, okay, I will cook. And that's also just an amazing guy, no? My neighbor. And no, it was Kiran.
Okay.
Yeah.
Many amazing neighbors.
In the evening, we had a drum session, and on the next day there was yoga or something. You know, it's like.
And then laughter.
Yeah. Then yeah. And exactly. We had laugh yoga.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Invite Lakshmi.
It just happened without organizing.
And no organizing. Life. Yeah. But everything happened like in the right time.
So what do you see for the future of this structure that you're building?
So right now I'm actually building it in that way that I want to show that you can actually easy make module houses without any big effort. You can use material, you can put the elements without any with a little amount of energy only. You don't need a crane or something, you can just put it down there. If you have a baby, you just rotate your house and you have a new room, no? And that is my vision, that I want to establish kind of maybe a new technique. Also, I'm thinking of making maybe a machine which can just build you a house or a tower or something. So also art is a topic, and just giving awareness of what genius characteristics are there in nature. And yeah, that I just want to follow. Just, I know that it's the right thing. Yeah. So I think in the end there will be a benefit for, I don't know.
For Mohana Mandala.
For Mohana.
Yeah.
Maybe it can also change the world a bit, even if it's only a bit.
What's the height you're trying to reach?
So we are trying to reach 50 feet for 50-year orbit. Mm. And that's 80 meters. Mm. And that is the process. Every day we make half a meter.
So how many people do you think you'll need to reach 50 feet?
The thing is, with this group right now, it's possible.
Yeah.
If people join us, we will be faster, we have less stress, and we would just like to have a good time with even more people and inspire more people.
Just cheer.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the idea. And I'm looking forward because now the work also gets more diverse. So before we only put elements, now we can also making stairs or a room or something, you know. So it's actually possible that now a lot of people can live there. We are cutting bamboo, putting angles, and then we have a metal junction to assemble them. And so for like right now we also try to like from now on making more traditional ways also with coconut rope. There will be also parts like that. There's one more thing which might be interesting also is that this whole thing is like actually a sacred geometry. That means like you have the Fibonacci numbers there, you have the golden ratio there, and I calculated along with that. And the funny thing is, actually my intention was to find the mathematics everything is based on. Like I wanted to have a number or a term or something which I say, okay, with that you can describe everything. But what I found is that actually everything comes to that point. Like everything, it doesn't matter. You go deep in that topic and in the end you will have the same result even if you go from another way. So for example, I calculate with the golden ratio the most irrational number which actually exists. And then I try to making like it useful for humans. So what did I had in the end? The length of this structure are in the square number ratio. So you would have now these numbers 2, 4, 8, 16, 24. Like this comes then out in the end. And I'm like, pfft. So, what that actually teach me is that everything is connected somehow, even in mathematics. There's only unity.
Yeah, there's a saying I read, if you ever want to solve the mathematics of the universe, you just reverse the equation.
Mm.
You have to know that it fits together before you prove it fits together.
Yeah, it's true. That is quite amazing to experience. Yeah. This interview.
Thank you. We hope really people that you will come and join us.
Also in another way, we need a lot of bamboo. You say, hey, this is a good thing that keeps awareness for bamboo. We don't need to live in concrete jungle. We can show with this building, a 50 feet tall building, that bamboo is not something for poor people. You can even make like really nice, huge, strong buildings with it. If you want to join us, showing the people.
And we can save the names, like yeah, write it in a bamboo.
We can write your name on the bamboo if you want to.
Stay in history.
Yeah. One more thing, if your name is then written on the bamboo, you are part of a real world record, because we are even trying to make a world record. Well, it will be the biggest Shiva Linga made of bamboo. It's not a random thing. It's actually a thing which might be attract a lot of people.
I think it's good to have an Auroville Shivalingam and Matrimandir.
Yeah, I'm just thankful for every support and for all the people who gathered to build this tower and make this possible. Thanks to Bamboo Center and Mohanam to make this possible.
And Africa Pavilion.
African Pavilion.
African Pavilion, yeah. The biggest supporter in terms of time and manpower. And thank you for the interview.
Yeah, peace and love.
Peace and love. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Very good. Very good.
Yeah!
Okay, that was rock and roll. That was rock and roll.
That was perfect.